This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats cheated in the 2020 election, and they don't care. They flaunt it. They want you to know it. And every time something occurs, you strike back. Welcome, conservatives, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You fight back. You say enough is enough. Virginia's a good example. New Jersey's an even better example. Talked about it in the previous hour. Told you you need to fight. Black vote. Oh, we need the black vote. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they got the black vote in Virginia, and McAuliffe still lost. Thanks, black leftists. You did nothing. Unless you count what those Republicans did, those black Republicans, in voting in a black woman in the first statewide election where a black woman is won in the Commonwealth. Yeah, let's cheer that one, Jemele Hill. Where's the NAACP on that deal? The National Urban League, the Congressional Black Circus. Where are those clowns? Why aren't they touting this thing that the Republicans did? It's another first, isn't it? Democrats cheated in 2020. They're going to cheat in every election going forward. They hope that they can take the fight out of us. So my question is, are you willing to fight another round? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to have that look in your eye when your opponent is across from you that says, I'm here all night. Did you pack a lunch? Children are afraid of the dark, folks. Leftists are afraid of the light. Leftists want you to have fear. And you know what their biggest fear is? That you find out about them. But let me tell you why you don't have the fear that they want you to experience. Because a resolute mind is free of fear. When you know what your mission is, what you're supposed to do, you go do it. You go at it with the focus of, I can't even describe it. You've all felt it in some form or another. Do what you fear. Do you. Most of us fear who we can become. We're afraid of the unknown, of what our lives are going to be. Do you, man. It scares leftists because when they figure out who they are, you know what they become? They got to switch over. They got to become conservatives because they hate who they are. And you know what they hate most about you? You figured out their BS. That's what they can't stand. There's a saying, we are born with love, then taught to fear. And that's what leftism does. Don't misunderstand me. You want to teach your child the pitfalls of life. Don't stick your finger in the socket. You know, don't get too close to the table in the corner of the table. You know, you got all these things. Watch when you're going down the stairs. But there comes a point where it isn't about fear. It's about knowledge. Here's the knowledge so you can avoid the pitfalls, but you can't let your kids live in fear. You don't want them fearful. You don't want a daughter, you know, now listen, everywhere you go, you want them to be on alert, but you don't want them to be fearful. Let me put it a different way. So, yeah, I don't have a daughter. I have sons. Now, what I wanted is my sons, I said, look, you should never have to fear a person. You should be able to speak your mind. And not worry about, oh my gosh, you know, is that going to make this guy mad? Is he going to beat me up? So I'm going to teach you martial arts so you mitigate your fear. Now, are there people? I can tell them there are bad people out there, man. Everywhere around you, man, there's bad people. You better watch out. Be on alert. There's a white man out there. He's a boogeyman. Or I can just say, I'm going to prepare you for whatever life brings at you, and you will be ready to go. Now, which one would you teach your kids? Total fear or you're prepped and ready to fight whatever comes your way? I already know the answer. We are born with love and taught to fear. You can still keep that love. I have a love of everything. You want to know why? I can even love these stupid leftists because I see them coming a mile away, and I don't fear them one bit. Why? I'm prepared. I'm prepared for them, verbally or otherwise. It's an amazing thing to find out who you really are. I think most people live life vicariously. They live it through their children or through a friend or whatever. They're somewhat detached from their own lives. And the reason is it becomes sort of a drug to just say, let me just step away from it for just a bit. I don't have to get you caught up in the mundane aspects of it, because life can be relatively boring. It's like a buddy of mine that worked undercover. He says, man, it was 99% boredom and 1% abject fear. His name is O'Donnell. Anyway, if this isn't you, congratulations. If you are plugged in, I mean, I wish I could tell you I was plugged in most of my life. I wasn't. You're always looking for something, grasping for something or whatever. I was not plugged in. I'm plugged in now. I think most people have a fear of learning about themselves. Even good people, because good people sometimes do bad things. Interestingly, good people do things for which they have shame, but they might not be as bad as they think. And I remember talking to you guys about this episode of Billions, where the people discover that the Attorney General of New York is a masochist. He likes to have, what they call it, dominatrix, you know, spank him or whatever. Now, that's kind of freaky, right? But you know what? In the show, he owns it. And it diminishes the impact. Now, let's just talk about that for just a second. I think it's kind of weird that somebody, they go, well, it's powerful men want to be spanked. I'm a powerful dude. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to be spanked. If I were king of the world, I wouldn't have some thing where, bring in the spankers. No, I do not want to be spanked. And I'm a pretty, I mean, I think I'm a bad mole. Shut your mouth, right? So I know masochistic behavior is frowned upon, but frankly, I don't care about his peccadillo. That said, I realize why he didn't want everybody to know about it. But once it was discovered, he didn't run from it. And see, that's what I think life is about. Life is about saying, look, there are things that you don't, it's my business, you don't need to know about it. But if you find out about it, to me, it isn't that big of a deal. I think that's the getting away from that sanctimonious stuff that we sometimes suffer from as conservatives. And it's not just us. The liberals have the same views of us about certain things. That's what makes the world go round. And yes, I do think it's freaky that a dude wants to get his butt spanked. But it's okay by me. What's the lesson? I don't know. But here's what I can tell you. Whatever you're going through, whatever you are, it isn't as bad as you think.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, folks. Gave you a pep talk earlier to tell you that you're not that bad. In fact, you are amazing. You're amazing. You are flawed. You are unworthy of the grace of God. But let me tell you something. He still loves you. As do I, as do the people around you, because you have a good heart. You have an ethical and a moral core. You're going to screw up. You did it before, you're going to do it again. Sorry, you're human. But you're always going to be moving towards better, looking to be a better person. And that's why we will win in the end. That, I just believe good wins over evil. People get it. Doesn't matter what race, what religion, does not matter. And we just got to learn how to open ourselves up and be a little bit more vulnerable, maybe. You know, it's funny, you know, rappers are like, yeah, man, I got my car, I got my bread, my babies, my God, this, and, you know, and they, I've got all this money, and they're broke because they're, as the old saying goes, fake it till you make it. And maybe that works. I mean, I know it does. There are people that go out there and they front. We call it fronting. When, in the black vernacular, we're like, yeah, man, he over here fronting. Well, I don't front. I would love to tell you that we're filthy. If I got filthy rich, I would tell you, I go, hey, I'm filthy rich. If you need help, how can I help you? Which, for the record, we do that anyway.
But I will tell you, I've met some extraordinary people doing what I do. People that are just like me. And you know what I've learned about us? We are like that. I know we criticize, Kevin, conservatives don't like to get... That's probably true as a whole, if you want to do a wide swath. But let me tell you, I've met enough of you that have helped in ways that I would have never anticipated, to where I don't believe that. I believe people are willing to do it. I believe you're willing to go look at my merch shop over at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and get a cup or a mug or something with our saying on it. You want to know why I believe it? Because you do it. I believe many of you will promote my show. Why? Because you send me notes saying, Kevin, I listened to the show. I told all my family. I told all my friends. And then we see it in the numbers. So thank you. And I'm humble, you know, to tell you that I'm not trying. If I were in this for the money, trust and believe, I'd be rich. I think you guys know enough about me and my intellect to know I can get it done. So it's not about that. I believe God has a reason for me to be in this place where I'm at right now. I'm not going to question it. Do I wish for better all the time? Of course I do. I'm not an idiot. But I embrace what I have, because the friendships I've made with Bob and Carol Albert, rekindling old relationship with people like Andy and guys that I've known for years, and they you know, knew me as a pup. As a youngster, and they've watched me evolve, and they say, man, that dude has been the same for decades. They know me. Nothing's different. Still speaking out, etc. And I've, you know, made mistakes and all of it. I own them the same as you. But you know who doesn't own them? These lefties. The NFL, let me just say this. It was an illegal immigrant. He was arrested by ICE. In 2019, he got released on bail, paid for by celebrities. This was in Tulare County, California. And now he's wanted in a homicide. 24-year-old Jose Omar Bello Reyes is the third man involved in the fatal shooting of a 58-year-old guy. Body was found at a Tarabella orchard. They got the documents that revealed the guy with the same name and date of birth was arrested by ICE in 2019, 36 hours after he read a poem criticizing ICE before the Kern County Board of Supervisors. Bayo, a Bakersfield College student, was held at the Mesa Verde ICE Processing Center in Bakersfield, California for about 3 months. Washington Redskins cornerback Josh Norman, New Orleans Saints linebacker DeMario Davis helped post his $50,000 bail through the NFL Players Coalition, a social justice program comprised of professional football players. Also contributing was the New York Immigration Freedom Fund and the National Bail Fund Network. Now, let me just say this. If I got arrested, do you think any of those clowns would bail me out? Jose Bello was exercising a fundamental right that we pride ourselves on as Americans, said Norman. As Americans, huh? If he was detained for reciting a peaceful poem, then we should really ask ourselves, are words truly free? This is America, right? Where is the First Amendment? Where the First Amendment is freedom of speech. Unless I missed a memo somewhere, he was exercising that right. That's what one of the guys that bailed him out, Josh Norman, said of him. He faces multiple felony drug and gun charges stemming from an arrest in September in Kern County. He was released on bail September the 3rd. Jesus Manjares, who's 23, and Dan Eli Perez, 38, have been arrested in connection with the Tulare case, both men being held without bail on suspicion of murder and conspiracy to commit murder. And this guy that they bailed out, Jose Bello, is one of the people that killed this guy. Oh, hey, NFL and all these other the freedom funds and all the other things, are y'all going to bail out these other two guys so they can go kill somebody too? Hey, Oakland mayor, are you going to tell ICE when, are you going to tell the illegals when ICE is coming to get them? Deputies say they found a dozen weapons and illegal drugs after serving search warrants at multiple locations. These are the people that leftists want to support. I told you guys about, I got a neighbor that has a sign up in their yard, a gay family, because they got their gay flag on the outside of their house, no less. And so one of the things on the little the placard that they have in their yard is, no human is illegal. And I swear to you, I want to just kick down. I want to ring the doorbell. I do want to kick the door down. But I want to ring the doorbell. And when they open the door, I want to bust in their house and say, hey, what's going on? Go to the refrigerator. Go raid it. You know, grab something. Grab a computer and walk out. And go, yeah, great. No human is illegal, right? It's all ours. Apparently, anything you have is mine. I just want to walk in their house. They're the only people in the neighborhood that would dare to put their sexuality and their mantra on the front yard for all to see. Look at how woke we are. It's unbelievable that these people exist. And all it is them trying to virtue signal about, I'm better than you. No, you're not. You want to know why? Because I can believe everything you believe, and I don't have to flout it. I don't have to, oh, look at me. Woo-hoo-hoo. And see, that's what these guys do. We're going to bail this guy, man. We're going to help this man. You know what they did? They helped somebody get killed. That man's death is on those football players and all these groups that wanted to bail these clowns out of prison or out of jail.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a vote Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Democratic-led social spending package. Many representatives want to see the social spending bill's price tag. And House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's a Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America. Largest taxing, largest funding.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News. Family members, friends, and dignitaries are honoring top military leader and diplomat Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright speaking at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
COVID claiming the life of the 84-year-old Powell last month. A new study suggests the Delta variant significantly diminished the effectiveness of the three COVID vaccines. Researchers looking at 800,000 vaccinated U.S. service members and found that their strain reduced the Moderna vaccine from 89 to 58% effective. The efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine went from 87 to 45%. The single-dose J&J vaccine took the hardest hit, with the vaccine's original 86% effectiveness dropping to only 13%. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm amazed at the way the left handles information, how they selectively say, we will talk about this, but we won't talk about that. And then whenever they talk about something, how they orchestrate how it will be discussed. And you better not discuss it that way, because that's the law. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. So I have a question for you. Where are the stories of Wu flu patients, people who've gotten the Wu flu, filling the hospitals in this time of crisis? Where are the overflowing emergency rooms full of people who've gotten the disease? Where are the body bags that we heard about? Oh, they've got too many bodies. Where are they? Where are the numbers? I haven't seen a Wu flu count in months. It used to be a daily fixture on any media network you turned on, the number of people who died or who got it, and also the number of people who died. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Where are they? There was a time you turn on a TV, it didn't matter whether it was CNN, MSNBC, or a regular channel. My local channel would lead off with the number of Wu flu cases have risen to, they called it COVID-19, of course. And I could go on. Secretly now, they finally are admitting that it originated in Wuhan. Shocker. So where are those numbers? And then we get the cure, the vaccines, right? And they want to say, this many millions of people have gotten the shot in your state. This many people have gotten the shot. This many people have gotten one shot or two shots. This many doses has been delivered. They've given us all kinds of specious numbers. Moderna has manufactured 50 billion of the shot. Really? Okay, well, I'm doing the math here. That's like 7 times the population of the world. So, look, we've got all the shots. I dare you to do this. I dare you to go look at the number of vaccines that were created from all three of these cures, the number of vaccines that were created, when, in fact, we know hydroxychloroquine with vitamins would have cured it. Ivermectin would have cleared it, would have cured this stupid disease that is not killing people in a number that would make it a pandemic, but here we are. So go look at the number of vaccines that have been done by J&J, Moderna, and Pfizer, and come tell me, why would we be creating this many of these shots? So go look at what was the initial creation. Okay, that's number one. Then go look at the number of boosters. And for the record, one of my friends' acquaintance is a nurse, and she told me this. She said she got a bunch. She's a pharmacist, not a nurse. Pharmacist. She says, I got a bunch of them in. They had a packet that came with them that says, if this packet with the vaccine turns blue, throw it away. Make a phone call, let us know, because they want to log it, and then throw it away. So she sees that there's a batch of these that turn blue. And she went, because that means they're no good. So she called up the hotline number from her pharmacy and said, hey, look, this batch of vaccines is no good. You know, it's got the blue light, which means it dropped. The temperature went too high for the vaccine because it had to be kept at a certain temperature. And what had happened was their refrigerators malfunctioned at her pharmacy. So she says, look, the blue light came on, blue thing came, indicator came on for these because we had a problem with our refrigeration system. And the lady says to her, oh, you still have that card? And she goes, yeah, the card that shows that. She goes, oh, just throw that away. And she goes, but no, these, we're going to be giving out this shot. And the indicator went off. She goes, yeah, we're no longer using that guidance. So throw the indicator away. Your vaccines are good. She says, I'm not doing that. So she filmed it. They ended up firing her over it. She got fired. This is here in Arizona. She's an acquaintance. I was just with her a few days ago. And she says, but they wanted me to give this vaccine out. And knowing that it had gone above the temperature that they recommend, you know, where they say it's no good, it's ineffective. They didn't care. Give it out. Anyway, Wu Flu numbers completely distorted everywhere you go. How many inconsistencies can I give you when we played a clip the other day of the number of people who have exemptions? Post office, all of Congress, judges, Biden's administration, etc. How can you exempt some people and then say it's mandatory for you, but we're going to exempt these people? I'm just dying for court cases. Because I want to see a judge go, well, we do, while we do understand that there are people who are exempt, you are not one of them. Oh, so there we have two classes of citizens is what you're telling me, Your Honor. Here's the deal, folks. Wu Flu is causing major issues in America at hospitals. Just not the issues that the Democrats want to discuss. See, if the hospitals were overflowing with new cases of the Wu Flu, and but they tell you about it. But the hospitals, if they do have cases of Wu Flu, it's from the vaccinated. It's not from people who've had the disease, which is probably now 120 million Americans have had it. We're not going to get anything else. We're fine. Because our bodies went, man, Kev, you threw me a curve with this one, bro. No, it wasn't me. It was those Chinese. But they go, all right, well, think. I got it. I got you, brother. And it fixed it. And I told you guys, I think I had the Delta and the Lambda and the Mu variants and didn't even know it. Inside the emergency department at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Michigan, staff members are struggling to care for patients showing up much sicker than they've ever seen. Tiffany Dusang, the ER's nursing director, practically vibrates with pent-up anxiety, looking at patients lying on a long line of stretchers pushed up against the beige wall of the hospital's hallways. It's hard to watch, she said in a warm Texas twang. So she probably said it like this. It's hard to watch. But there's nothing she can do. The ER's 72 rooms are already filled. Now, you may be thinking, Kevin, boy, you just talked yourself into a corner there, black man. You know, all these ER rooms are filled. We've got this now, this surge in Michigan is getting cold, right? So we got winter coming up, which means ultraviolet light is not killing the disease the way it normally would. What's going to happen here? Apparently, Wu Flu is flooding the hospitals again. Well, don't jump the gun, folks. Nope. These people are not there because they're suffering from the non-deadly, non-lethal survival rate of 99.9% Wu Flu. Nope. That's not what has the long line of stretchers pushed up against their beige walls. As it turns out, the emergency room is overrun with people suffering from things like, here we go, respiratory problems, heart conditions, even blood clots. So, family story. Father-in-law, he gets a shot. He already suffers from blood clots. He's over 70, he even wanted to feel safe. Now, he'd been on blood thinners and had had no problems with clotting. He gets a shot, and we got a camera on him because, you know, we got to make sure he's okay. So Melissa's watching him walk, and he's limping. So she calls up. She says, hey, Pop, you know, hey, Dad, whatever. He goes, yeah, I got a blood clot. So he's got to go back to the hospital to get this blood clot and get his thinners redone and a bunch of other stuff. Now, he was having no problems with this until he took that stupid shot. Now, I'm not mad at him. He's over 70-something years old. He felt like, you know what, I'm just better safe than sorry. He figured, if it's going to kill me, you know, it's my time anyway. So whatever. Whatever his rationale was, he did it. But it created more problems for him. And it's the same thing that's happening all over the country as these people are now experiencing secondary conditions that are the side effects, I should say, that are harrowing. And not just in America, folks. This is all over. I promise you, I could do a month of shows on people should not have any issue with they should have gotten a shot that would have had no issue, and they're dropping like flies. I'll ask you this question again. I asked it before. Do you know anybody in their 40s, 50s who died unexpectedly? One degree of separation. Somebody you know directly. Because I do. A couple of them. Then one of my best friends called me and says, Kev, I got three friends in their 40s and 50s who died unexpectedly. And I said, did they get vaccinated? He goes, nobody will talk about it. So the answer is yes. I'm making a prediction. When somebody's dying in their 40s and 50s right now, they probably got vaccinated. More money get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hospitals overcrowded with Wu Flu patients. Not enough emergency rooms. People dying in the hallways. So many bodies stacking up, they can't get enough ambulances. The morgues are full. We were told every lie you can imagine about this Wu Flu nonsense. I was driving by hospitals. Nobody in the parking lot. They were exposing hospitals in foreign countries. Nobody in these hospitals. People were breaking in, proving it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So now we've got a whole other situation. Hospital in Michigan got 72 ER beds. Loaded or beds. I don't know whether they're, I guess, ICU. I don't know what their beds are. But they have 72. And they're packed. And you think, oh, man, Kevin, it is cold again. Winter's setting in. It must be the old Wu Flu. The old COVID's hitting everybody. Nope. Don't go thinking these people are suffering from the non-deadly Wu Flu. These people are going to the hospital because they took that stupid shot. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Respiratory problems, heart conditions, blood clots, and there's other symptoms as well. If these symptoms sound familiar, it's obvious. These are all side effects of Wu Flu's vaccines, the various vaccines. And now they have the nerve to say, hey, listen, we now have approved the vaccine for the kids. We're all safe now. The people who have practically a 0.01% chance of dying from the Wu Flu, and they've created a vaccine for them. Oh, but let's not forget, these kids probably already have herd immunity. They probably already had the disease. Let's not forget that. Because we want to give them a shot that costs hundreds of dollars, if not thousands. Oh, and let's not forget that they probably could have taken ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or nothing at all, because placebos are actually proving to be better than the vaccines. Let's not go and let logic interfere with what we're talking about here. Months of treatment delays, they say, have exacerbated chronic conditions and worsened symptoms. And oh, let's also not forget that when you go to that ER room, it's not going to be full of American citizens who want treatment for this idiotic vaccine that they took, or this Wu Flu nonsense, or even the regular flu. It's going to be loaded with illegals who want to get, you know, I don't know, stickers pulled out of their fingers. Or maybe they have a headache or, you know, a migraine. Doctors and nurses say the severity of illnesses range widely, including abdominal pain, respiratory problems, blood clots, heart conditions, suicide attempts. Now, I'm not ready to tout the science just yet, but there appears to be a correlation between vaccinated people and Wu Flu vaccine side effects. What say you, listening to Kevin Jackson? Are you putting two and two together? Did you see the new mayor of New York, Adams, when he went out in public, and people of all colors, creeds, nationalities, etc., were screaming at him, yelling at him, in these vaccine mandates? You got Joe Biden. Well, we're going to extend it now until January the 4th. Happy New Year. You know what they're hoping? They're hoping something happens over the holidays to make you forget about all of this. And you'll just go, you know what? No harm, no foul. Let's all change our mind now. Suddenly we want the vaccine. Even more evidence surfaces, folks, when you consider people dying post-vaccine. People who were healthy prior to the death poke had no comorbidities, and suddenly they're dropping like flies. There was a story from New Zealand, and it explains how the media treats Wu Flu vaccine-related deaths. And here's what how it reads. The sudden death of a 40-year-old man with COVID-19 who had been isolating at home has been referred to the coroner, who would determine whether it was coronavirus-related. There has been speculation this death was vaccine-related, but we can confirm that it was not, officials said in the afternoon's update. Now, what's interesting about this article is when you read it, they tell you, we don't know whether it's coronavirus related or not. Oh, but here's what we do know. We know it wasn't from the vaccine. Now, ask me if this guy got the shot. Yes, he did. But they don't want to admit that, but they can guarantee us it's not coronavirus related, vaccine related, but it may not even be coronavirus related. This healthy 40-year-old, in the prime of his life, suddenly dies because he's vaccinated. I mean, that's just a casualty of it. But you can't say definitively, Kevin Jackson, that it was a vaccine. Yeah, you're right. But I can certainly say with very good speculation that it was. 40-year-old man, vaccinated, got COVID, died, but it was not vaccine related. You want a story a little closer to home? I got one. A high school student in Pennsylvania died from a sudden cardiac incident. High school student. Not the only one. Remember I told you about Romney's nephew or something? This kid, mom gets him the shot and she's now distraught. Why did I do it? Oh my gosh. But they'll tell you stories of, oh, the person was in the ward and they, you know, dying of COVID, and sir, they wish they'd gotten the shot. They'll tell you that, but they won't tell you the horror stories of parents who are saying, you know what? It was stupid of me to give my kids a shot. You seen the videos of little kids going, I don't want it. No, no, no. And they're not even saying they don't want to get a shot. They don't want the COVID. So these kids are aware enough to know. If they say, well, would you get a flu shot? Oh, it's just a flu shot. Oh, sure, okay. But when they say, do you want a woo flu shot? No, no, no. It ain't the needle they're afraid of. These kids are informed. They've been listening to the show. Oh, my goodness. The high school soccer manager greatly enjoyed his team's championship victory Saturday. Later that evening, he was dead. Now, late student Blake Barklage's high school is mourning his, I love how they put this, untimely death. The tragedy occurred at LaSalle High School in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. So, I just want to recap. These people have lied about everything. They call you, they say you are not concerned about public safety because you won't get a shot that they would admit does not stop you from getting the disease, does not stop you from spreading the disease. You get no special dispensation for getting the shot other than their threat. They're saying, we'll give you your vaccine passport. So what is the end game? The shot doesn't stop. And look, I've already given you the data. You're better off with a placebo. If my doctor called me in and he said, Kevin, I will give you paperwork to say you have the shot, but this is saline. Here, taste. I wouldn't taste it, but I'd give him like a little kit. And I'd have him show me that it wasn't COVID stuff. I want to make sure there's no spike proteins. If he says, I promise you, this is just nothing but sugar water. Or saline. Something that's not going to do have any impact on me. I would go, yeah, what the heck? I don't even know if I would, to be honest with you. Because I still feel like you're giving in. But here's my point. The bigger picture is this, because I probably wouldn't do it anyway, right? But what I'm getting at is, there is no way I put that so-called medicine in my body or just to get a vaccine passport and I keep coming back to this, because this is a central theme of everything. If you got the shot, they told you, you're good to go. Everything's good. And people are getting the shot. And it's not good. In a letter to the parents, the school announced that the senior died after a sudden cardiac incident. Now, why did he have it? You already know the punchline. This is not a Paul Harvey moment. Rest of the story. The kid got the shot. And if you Google died from COVID shot, you'll get a bunch of COVID-related nonsense. The stats around the world and, you know, the SARS, blah, blah, blah. And you'll have to dig. But I promise you, there are lots of stories just like his.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.